It's 5:04. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. The parents of an Indianapolis police officer who died 3 days after he was shot in the face during a traffic stop say they're immensely proud of his public service and his sacrifice in the line of duty. Officer David Moore's parents, both police officers themselves, say they're happy others might live longer lives because their 29-year-old son had opted to be an organ donor. The state of Indiana fares well, but individual counties fall short in a rating of government transparency. WFII's Sharon Alseth reports.
Sunshine Review bills itself as an online community of citizens who contribute to a database rating access to government. Sunshine Review President Michael Barnhart says the state of Indiana gets a grade of A+, one of the most transparent state governments in the country with an innovative website and open meeting and record laws. Indiana counties, on the other hand, get a collective grade of F, seemingly because counties just weren't posting complete, if any, information. The ratings are at sunshinereview.org. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Indiana lawmakers are hashing out a proposal to make high school students eligible for a college scholarship if they graduate a year early. Supporters say the $3,500 scholarship would give students more education options. Opponents argue the plan could make it difficult for schools to continue offering advanced placement classes. Over 40 people have expressed desire to adopt a baby abandoned in northwestern Indiana. Maryville police say the baby girl left on a police officer's doorstep is in good condition. Police are searching for the mother. Right now, 29 degrees. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News.